Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Thanks for waking up with us. Good morning. Coming up, we'll get you caught up on what happened last night in the National Football League, Week 7. Bucks and Lions, Texans, Seahawks. Speaking of Seattle, heartbreak this morning for Mariners fans as Toronto is moving on in the Fall Classic. We'll chat about Game 7 of the ALCS. Then we'll bring in D-Day and Double D for a little Take Tuesday that comes your way in 40 minutes. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Good morning, Chelsea.
Ah, good morning. It's always a great way to start your day, beefing with the company, internet system that's like, please change your password. You need to make a new password. Like, not now. Like, nobody's going to hack our rundown. So I am into the rundown now after a brief, sparring. Password is too weak. Like, I don't care. Like, why do these passwords need to be so secure? This is not my bank account.
You don't store your information in Google Drive in the Odyssey company cloud. Chelsea, just remember, if you log in, I think you're a week away from the deadline to complete HR training. Have you done that this year? It's time.
No, until they call me about it.
Oh, okay. I do this immediately. I get those out of the way. But those videos are the best, too. Because they have to make them, so obvious, where someone will walk in and some dude will be like, wow, that shirt seems a little too big. How about a couple size smaller? And they'll be like, stop. Wait a second. Did what he say, was that inappropriate or not? It's like, yeah, it's inappropriate. The answer is D. Don't do any of that. I always take those, finish them like that, good to go. And then one of these days, you're going to get a call from somebody, guaranteed.
Ah, well, it's been, 5 years?
Maybe not. Maybe not.
We'll push our luck.
Well, if you need help with the rundown, I got your back here, but nice 1-1-1 night for you.
Oh, I do have the rundown open, so we did win that small battle. All right, so best bet of the night was a push. Had Mariners Blue Jays over 7. Thought the bats would do the work here. This was a 4-3 Jays win. A push there, but the big bat of the night, George Springer. That was one of my best bets. Had George Springer over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBI. He finished the night with 6 of these because obviously he had that huge 3-run home run. Also started the night off with a run. So a big night for George Springer where he is now a Toronto icon. But then we had a loss on Baker Mayfield. Over 239.5 pass yards. He finished with 228. Did not see that one coming. So 1-1-1.
I am honestly happy to finish 1-2-1. There was a time there when, right before I was getting ready to go to bed, before the Seahawks played, I watched some of that game and I was like, man, there's a possibility here that I could go 0-4. That was a possibility. You know how those nights go when you're right there teetering on the edge and you can see everything trending in the wrong direction? And you're like, oh, God, let me just make it out of this alive. And I'll live to bat another day. And I did. So 1-2-1 for me. I had a loss with Baker Mayfield. Also the Rangers. Whatever. Rangers on the money line hosting the Wild. The Wild won that game 3-1. That's twice now. I bet on the blue shirts and they have let me down. So it's going to be a while before I'm back on New York. As for the Donkster, Again, unbelievable. Blue Jays on the money line, hosting the Mariners. He is now, I believe, 6-0 in his last six. Break up the Donkster here on the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network. It is great to have you with us on a Tuesday morning. Appreciate you waking up with us. Let's begin last night in Motown, where the Lions ripped the Bucks 24-9. The Lions laying six there, minus 275 on the money line. Total set at 53. The under hits. And how about Jahmyr Gibbs?
Glad I'm not a DB.
Right up the gut, there goes Gibbs. Foot race. Winfield can't get there. Touchdown, Lions.
That is Joe Buck on ESPN. That's 78-yard run in the second quarter. And man, is Jahmyr Gibbs fast. Part of a 218-yard career-high performance from scrimmage for Gibbs, 136 yards on the ground, three catches, 82 yards receiving. He becomes the first NFL player with 135 yards rushing and 80 yards receiving to go along with two scores since Chris Johnson did it with your Titans back in 2009. Lions have now gone 51 straight games without losing two straight in the regular season. This is not how I thought this game was going to play out. Tampa just couldn't do anything. The Lions defense stepped up.
Right. Nobody could keep up with the Lions either. Every time I, flipped over, because I was trying to do like the baseball and watching this as well, it was like Jahmyr Gibbs was off to the races. And I was like, is my screen on fast forward? He was running so fast. I think somebody said he was running like 22 miles an hour. And it just, once he's gone and he breaks those tackles, you ain't catching Sonic. He literally looked like Sonic out there with like the legs just going in a wheel. So that's one thing that you look at the Lions, and that's why they have Super Bowl potential, because of this offense. And I know people had their questions when they lost Ben Johnson as offensive coordinator, but the pieces are still there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the defense certainly deserves some credit here, especially with all the injuries they had on the secondary. I think that's why we thought the Bucs would have a better showing in this game. But it certainly didn't help that Mike Evans left this game in the first quarter as well. So a disappointing night for Tampa Bay, but man, did the Lions look good.
God, when Gibbs took off, it was like, holy Lord. It was like watching a video game. It really was. Like, rarely do you see a running back take off like that. Normally, it's a receiver like a Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson or an Xavier Worthy, and they just go nuts. You're like, okay, I get it. But man, he's just unbelievable. And as for the Bucs, I really thought they could make this a game. Evans being out is such a bummer. I mean, Ebuka played, didn't seem 100%. I know they're waiting for Godwin. But if Mike Evans returns, it's going to be maybe at the end of the season. Best case scenario, he probably is not going to play. And so, look, we've been talking about Baker elevating everyone's play, and he's certainly done that all season. But there's no doubt that when you're talking about a potential playoff run, this is just a huge blow for Tampa.
Oh, obviously, especially in the red zone, because Mike Evans was such a security blanket, similar to what like Tom Brady had for like Gronk, where it's just that connection is so strong in the red zone. And Mike Evans is just a big guy and a big target in the red zone. But if we have learned something from the Lions, it's to not take one game too seriously. I'm like, oh, well, the Lions lost the first game of the season and got drubbed by the Packers. This is it for the Lions. No. So just because the Bucs lost a game after like this great stretch where they looked amazing does not mean they are down for the count. It does suck that Mike Evans is going to be out. But still, we've seen Baker Mayfield do this before. And here's the thing. This is what I was afraid of last night, is that the Bucs had such a great stretch that we see this for every team in the NFL.
Yeah.
That it's just, it doesn't go on forever. Situationally, it gets so tough to replicate that type of performance week in and week out. So it had been a tough stretch for the Bucs where they eked out these wins. They went on the road. They played in really physical games. So I just feel like maybe the gas, just went empty on this one.
I mean, that's totally fair. I will also say that if you're the Lions, that this is the perfect game for coaches. They love it when you have a dominating win, but there are those teachable moments where they can look at the film and say, hey, we played really well, but we can play better because they had a fumble, they had an interception. Like, they played okay football for them, but they can play better, and that's absolutely the way you want it if you're the Detroit coaches, where you can say, yeah, we were good, we can do even more here. And I will say, Detroit at home on the turf, they feel and look like a different team.
They look like a track team.
Yeah.
Like, if there's ever a team that's like well suited for their home field, it's a team that has this much speed. So they certainly look good moving forward. Do you think this is a team that can win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about it. I'm not going to hold it against them that they went into Kansas City and met a desperate Chiefs team who needed a win that was at Arrowhead. Kansas City is a tough place to play. And again, the Lions will get healthier. There were a lot of teachable moments last night. So, and also, you're talking about a potential Super Bowl matchup because obviously the Lions are in the NFC. So, yeah. Detroit has what it takes, and now we're seeing it. Their two losses are to a good Packers team and also a very good Chiefs team. So there's no shame in, and both of those games were on the road as well. So Detroit is a team that looks as good as it did last year.
Right, and especially when you have that high-end offense, mm-hmm. that it's like you're not just going to score 30 on like the bottom feeders. This is an offense that's fully capable of scoring those type of numbers, even against the best defenses in the NFL. If you do not contain Jahmyr Gibbs, they will absolutely make you pay.
Yes, they will, and that's exactly what they did last night. How about in Seattle where the Seahawks down the Texans? Oh, my God. Thank you, Seahawks. 27-19, the Seahawks laying 3. Seahawks minus 175. Total set at 41. The over hits, and we've seen this connection before.
The way the offense is playing in this environment could be trouble. And right for the end zone and scoring and dunking is Jackson Smith and Jigba. Flags down afterward for the celebration, but Darnold strikes to JSN.
Yeah, just in time for the start of the NBA season. Jackson Smith and Jigba, 8 catches, 123 yards, now leads the NFL with 5 100-yard games this season. Second player in franchise history to rack up 3 straight 100-yard games. Texans really couldn't move the ball. Seahawks look good on D, and Seattle moves to 5-2. I like the Seahawks a lot. I feel like I'm biased because I just love Seattle, but man, they play really good football. And also, this Texans defense is the number one scoring defense in the NFL, so I'm not surprised. We kind of had a bit of a grinded out win, but it really, really wasn't that close. Even the Texans, when they scored, it was late and the game was out of reach.
Yeah, and I think it says something about a team when you can win in different ways, because mm-hmm. the Seahawks defense had a great game in this one as well. And sometimes it's not all about the offense, and sometimes you're going to have those games where you're going to have to grind it out. And that's exactly what the Seahawks did here, because it was a tough defensive matchup, and it's a primetime game against a very solid Texans team. But once again, it just feels like people just don't want to believe in Sam Darnold. But once again, another solid game from him. Mm-hmm. JSN is not somebody who runs his mouth like a typical receiver. He's not on the sideline reading books or anything. But boy, when he has those explosive plays going, that brings such a different element to this offense. And obviously, it opens up the field for the run game. So a complete all-around great win for Seattle.
Yeah. I mean, Ernest Jones IV was great, third pick of the season, 11 tackles on the night, and they got after C.J. Stroud. Like, C.J. Stroud mm-hmm. was sacked 3 times last night. He's been dropped 18 times on the season, and the Texans, I mean, they have a good defense. It's just that they can't, and that was kind of the handicap going into this game, which is, all right, can you generate enough offense? Even though your defense is really good, can you generate enough offense to keep up with the games or the teams that you play? And they just can't do it. One of their touchdowns was a strip sack on Sam Darnold where Will Anderson jumped on the ball in the end zone. So even the number of points that they have is misleading. One of those was a defensive touchdown. They can't get right on offense.
Yeah, the offensive line is so bad. It's like that so goes bad. To show that even if you have a really talented young quarterback who, I mean, I guess we would still put him in the category of young in C.J. Stroud. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if he doesn't have time to throw. And last year, he was the second most sacked quarterback in the league. And this year, it looks like they picked up right where they left off. I will say the defense certainly has some good pieces. Will Anderson is an absolute, you know, throwback to the linebacker position and somebody who always makes a difference. But still, if your team can't score more than 20 points, which I feel like that's the handicap on the Texans. If they can get a team like in the 20s with them, like in the teens maybe, they yeah. can win games. But if a team scores 27, like they ain't winning those games unless it's against the Ravens.
The Texans want to have a rock. Yeah, the Texans want to have a rock fight with you. That's what they want to do.
Yeah,
they want to kick some field goals, maybe get a fortuitous touchdown, like a defensive touchdown, like they got last night. But man, they've got to get some protection up front. And C.J. Stroud has been—it's crazy too. Now this is his third season, and in his rookie year, he was just all world. And I think regression is maybe too strong of a word, but we haven't seen the progression. Do you know what I mean? We haven't seen him sort of start taking steps. He's just kind of been sitting there, you know, and it certainly doesn't help when you don't have the protection in front of you, but he hasn't taken that next step yet.
Well, it just feels like the team as a whole hasn't taken that next step. And I think maybe this is like the question for like the Commanders now, right? Because I don't think it's necessarily on the shoulders of the quarterback. It's like it's difficult for the team as a whole to progress every single year as well, just because the NFL is just hard to win every week.
Yeah. No, it is. And also, like, JD5 needs to play. I think that's part of it, too. You know, missing games and being banged up. And now, you know.
Gotta play.
Yeah, he's also got to get in the lineup. And now he's banged up again with his hamstring. Oh, my God. I got to get out of that. I got to get out of the Commander's funk. I can't do it. Next up for the Texans, they host the Niners. The Seahawks are on the bye. Coming up next on the show, the Blue Jays. Going back to the World Series while the Mariners are denied again. We have ALCS and World Series talk. That is next in the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming up on the show, you're going to hear this a billion times over the next few days. The Blue Jays are back in the World Series for the first time since 1993. You have to tell everybody about this video of Vladdy Jr. that you turned me on to online, and it's absolutely adorable. I mean, this kid is just, even when he was a little chunkster, he was about a foot tall. He was super cute and throwing a baseball around with the Expos and looking like he was ready to play ball with the big boys, and now he is.
Ah, well, we've been throwing up the picture of him when he was little and practicing with the Expos and his dad, but now we have video footage, or at least this is the first time I'm seeing it. So somebody tweeted this out yesterday before the game saying, like, he was born ready for this. And it's wild, like, how amazing this footage is. And I understand people on the radio are like, great radio, guys. We can't watch the footage. I believe that Buster only retweeted it. So if you want to look on his timeline. But it's very cute. And it's one of those things where you think to yourself, like, there's a lot of pro athletes that have children, but mm-hmm. not all of them, like, ascend the ranks to become, like, even close to the level of their dads. But, like, this is the rare instance in which Vladdy Jr. really has ascended to the level that his dad was.
Yeah.
And now, like, he has a chance to surpass him. Like, he just was named ALCS MVP. He had a crazy series where he just was on fire the entire time. So you don't see it often, but making his dad proud. You love to see it.
Yeah, it's awesome. Such an awesome story. And imagine the pressure, too. I think that's the thing, too, that...
Yeah.
Like, look at Charlie Woods, for example, Tiger's son, who's still a teenager, right? So he has a long way to go. But whenever he steps on the pro tour, can you imagine the amount of pressure and the amount of attention, especially when you're talking about something that isn't a team sport, like that is going to follow him everywhere? And I'm sure he's accustomed to it by now because he kind of gets it anyway, but it's only going to ramp up as he gets older. And that's one of those things that if you're the son or a daughter of a professional athlete, you have to deal with that added layer that most athletes don't have to deal with. And then to thrive is even more remarkable.
Well, especially when it's the same sport, because yeah. then it's literally the same benchmarks. And it's like, he's not even a different position, really. Like, he mm-hmm. is a hitter, as opposed to, like, if he was like a pitcher or something, maybe it would be different. But, like, look at that body type. He was meant to mash home runs. The guy's been a unit since he was like 30.
Yeah. Great arm, too. I mean, he can throw. Most kids, you know, they wind up and they throw and it goes all over the place or dribbles in front of them. No. He looks like he's ready to go. He was born to do it, and now we're seeing it live and in person. So let's talk about last night's Game 7 and what a thrilling game this was. The Jays beat the Mariners 4-3. The Jays minus 125 on the money line. Total set at 7 and a hook. The under hits. Seattle with a 2-1 lead in the third after a solo home run from Julio Rodriguez. Cal Raleigh adds one in the fifth. It's 3-1 Mariners. And that brings us to the bottom of the seventh and two men on for George Springer.
High fly ball, left field, Arozarena, where does it go?
Call courtesy of FS1, Springer with his fourth long ball of the playoffs, and the Blue Jays hang on from there.
Payoff.
Absolute revelation and joy in Toronto. The last time the Jays were in the World Series, the number one song in the country was Dream Lover by Mariah Carey. Jurassic Park was number one at the box office. It's been a long time coming. And if you're Seattle, you're like, yeah, tell us about it. The last time we were in the World Series was never. But what a swing by George Springer in a classic.
Right. Like, I think this is what athletes dream of being. Like, the clutchest and the biggest of moments, because it feels like one of those characteristics that you just can't teach. And George Springer is now, like, officially Mr. October. I know that still probably belongs to Reggie Jackson, but still, George mm-hmm. Springer now has been an icon with not one, but two franchises. Because remember, he was named the World Series MVP in 2017 for a big home run that he hit for the Astros to take down the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And now he's going to be loved by not just two franchises, but also two countries. Imagine, like, him going anywhere in the country of Canada. Like, he's never going to have to buy a drink ever again. What a huge home run. He's now a third all-time on the career postseason home runs list with 23 career postseason home runs. And this one feels like it's one of the biggest of his career, or at least from a legacy standpoint.
Yeah, tied with Kyle Schwarber, third all-time. Manny Ramirez holds the Major League record with 29. So he just adds to his legacy. Blue Jays also just the fourth team in Major League history to lose the first two games of a best-of-seven series at home and then come back to win it. First team to do it since the 1985 Kansas City Royals. So if you're Toronto, you talk about the resilience that they had to have to get to this point. Springer was a part of it. Vladdy Jr. was a part of it. The adult version of Vladdy Jr. And then last night, you know, they had Kevin Gausman come in, Chris Bassett come in. For them to rally you know, first to beat the Yankees, then to rally from 0-2 in this series, I would think as much confidence as you can have going into a World Series, they've got it.
Yeah, absolutely. And to do it in front of the home crowd, like,
man,
watching this home run from George Springer, like, if you're having a bad day, just watch this. Unless you're a Mariners fan, then maybe don't watch this.
Yeah.
But, like, watching the absolute joy on people's faces the second that it left his bat, because, like, he absolutely knew. Like, he swung, he just stood there. Mm-hmm. And, like, you earned your moment, sir. So it's one of those things where this is the reason why they signed George Springer. They signed him to a six-year, $150 million deal to boost a team that has felt talented in the past. Because remember, there has been seasons in which the Blue Jays have spent money. You know, when they had Jose Bautista and Josh Donaldson, some of those years where they've come pretty close and they fizzled out in the ALCS. But now it feels like they've officially turned the corner. And this just feels like they have been waiting for so long for this moment to happen. Because again, the expectations have been there for the Blue Jays, but it has to feel so good to finally live up to them.
Yeah. And when you sign a guy to a monster contract like that, like, it's worth it for this one moment. Do you know what I mean? I mean, obviously, yeah, you were in production. He did a lot of things throughout the season. But for this one moment, totally worth it. Because this will just, I mean, aside from the good vibes and the potential to win the World Series, you talk about merchandise, you talk about fan excitement, this one moment will live on and on and on. And when you look back at Blue Jays history, this will be one of those highlights they play forever. That's how huge it was. And, man, Toronto just... What a great job of regrouping after being down like that, because I believe the odds after being down 0-2 in a series and coming back to win were, I forget the exact number, but obviously pretty small. Again, we've only seen it four times in Major League history, them coming down from being 0-2 at home. And then on the flip side, how is Seattle feeling today? Because, you know, the big dumper came home last night. Julio Rodriguez came home last night. They had this thing. They were this close, had an incredible regular season. Raleigh with his run. And once again, it is heartbreak for Seattle. And this was their best chance in clearly a long, long time, and they fall short.
Yeah, but what an ALCS. Like, I think from a handicapping perspective, like, this is not a series that we wanted to predict. And it's just, it's even more disappointing when it feels like you were that close. And yeah, it felt like, you know, going into the seventh inning, you have a 3-1 lead. In a game where runs were at a premium, you say, okay, we're cruising here, we're cruising here. And then George Springer just, you know, dagger through the heart. So you can't feel great if you're Seattle right now. But I will say this, like, Julio Rodriguez is still young. I'm not sure about their contract situation because obviously this game just happened last night. But there's still some things to, go forward with, you know, with mm-hmm. the Mariners, and the fact that this was a franchise before this year, it felt like, was like playing little brother to the Astros. So maybe it takes, like, going to the ALCS and getting to that step before they can take the next one. Because, Jinx, we talk about this in sports all the time, where sometimes it takes a team to get kind of close and mm-hmm. get that experience before they can win the big one.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's just, if you're Seattle, you're like, oh my God, we don't get here in the first place. But you're right, they have the talent to do it. So sometimes it does take, you know, a lump or two that you take, and then you press forward. So I think that's absolutely a possibility for the Mariners. What did you think when Josh Naylor in the first inning on that double play ball for the Blue Jays, and Josh Naylor is going into second, and the Blue Jays are turning to, and Naylor turns his back and jumps to get in the way of the throw, hits him in the back, and they called him out, as they should have. But at first, everybody was like... What was that? Even Shane Bieber turned around, and I'm sure you saw what he mouthed to Josh Naylor, which was, what the F are you doing? And so I think in the moment, it's like, anything to win, but you can't do that.
Well, also, Shane Bieber and Josh Naylor used to be teammates. So, like, I'm sure they were, like, looking at each other like, man, what are you doing? right. But Josh Naylor, like, maybe stop watching Cam Scataboo highlights for a minute. That's not how you play baseball. I know you want to be a football guy. And I will say this. It was, like, the ultimate, like, teammate move to try to throw your body in the line of fire. But you also need to know the rules. So that was a funny play that you watch and you're like, did that just happen? Did that just hit him in the head? But that's what we've kind of come to expect from Josh Naylor. Like, just a mm-hmm. gritty grinder of a guy. It feels like he's a really tough out. And, like, we were just talking about this. it feels like you look at him and his body type and you're like, there's no way that guy's a good baseball player. But he is. Like, he was one of the toughest outs for the Mariners. Like, every single at bat, it felt like he was absolutely grinding. Like, it would be like a 7-pitch at bat every single time.
So here's the question. World Series odds. Game one, I believe, set for Friday. And if you're looking at game one odds, the Dodgers, an early minus 150 money line favorite. We still don't know who's going to start for either team. World Series odds, Dodgers minus 220, the Jays plus 180. Blue Jays have a shot here? Or is this just, hey, enjoy it, guys. Enjoy your ALCS win because the mighty Dodgers are waiting on you.
I think they definitely have a chance. Yeah. Because some of the performances we saw in the NLCS from the Dodgers, it feels like those are going to be really tough to replicate. Like what we saw from Blake Snell, what we saw from, you know, Yamamoto, where it's like a complete game. Come on, man. That's not going to happen every single game. So I do think the Dodgers deserve to be favored in this one. But if there is an offense that can keep pace, it's the Blue Jays. They're still averaging over six runs a game this postseason. And I think that's the name of the game when you face the Dodgers, is that you have to have an offense that's able to keep up and an offense that's able to hit high-level pitching. And we've seen it from George Springer. Like I said, he was the 2017 MVP of the World Series against who? The Dodgers. So that wouldn't that just be fitting if he has a big World Series against the Dodgers once again?
You know what's crazy, too? I mean, that would be. And that postseason experience is going to be absolutely crucial, right? He will not shy away from the moment. We saw that last night. Perfect example. But last night we got lucky betting on the over because we played it down to seven. Five of the seven games in the ALCS went to the over. And when you look at Dodgers, Blue Jays, and the bats in this series, I mean, there's great pitching. But, man, normally you get to a World Series and you think about tight games and you think about small numbers. When it comes to betting this series, I feel like it might be an over series again because of all of the talent offensively. We always talk about the Dodgers. They can hit, but so can the Blue Jays, as you pointed out.
I think it depends on the game, though. Because, like, if Blake Snell is even close to, like, what we saw in the last round, imagine hitting that. Like, Blake Snell is pitching on another level, and so is Yamamoto. And we were just saying, like, what really kills overs is when somebody goes 6 or 7 shutout. So, like, both of those guys are fully capable of it. So, in the games that those guys are starting, no thank you.
Is it a big deal for Major League Baseball to have Canada locked in? I will say, I know a handful of Blue Jays fans. Some of them work for covers. I know one friend of mine who is actually a Toronto fan, believe it or not. They love their Blue Jays. You saw that crowd last night at Rogers Center. I mean, just raucous as it gets anywhere in Major League Baseball. I think it's kind of fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like I told you, when we went to Banff this summer, which is not even close to Toronto, it was wild to me how much people support the Blue Jays. Like you turn on the TV and like there's like three channels dedicated to the Blue Jays. You're like, oh my God, this country loves the Blue Jays. And maybe, just maybe, Jinx, it's because they can't win a Stanley Cup. It's like America keeps taking hockey from them. So they're like, listen, we're going to take America's pastime from them. It's time for us to win a World Series.
Wasn't it Austin Matthews who said after the game last night, Leafs star, I'm glad the Blue Jays broke the curse. Like they need it because, God, Leafs
the
have been
Maple
trying
Leafs.
Forever. Yeah.
Barf.
What? Yeah, well, I mean, they've had a lot of disappointment. But finally, Toronto gets one. They win the pennant, and they are headed to the Fall Classic. Again, you will see Joe Carter swing a million times, first time since 1993, but a great moment last night across the border. Coming up next on the show. All right, the dust is settled on the ALCS and Week 7 of the NFL. So we got to break out all the takes. Find out if we agree or disagree with D-Day and Double D. It's a Take Tuesday. It is next on the Daily Tip, and it is here on the BetMGM Network. Thanks for waking up with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Found out in moments when D-Day and Double D give us their hot takes. Chelsea, how jacked are you for the National Basketball Association tonight? NBA action. It's fantastic. So I used to say back in the day. Look at that face. Not ready. You're going to punch me through the screen.
Well, listen, like, I already saw this update yesterday that, like, Mitchell Robinson is listed as, like, questionable due to load management.
Oh, God.
Today's the first day of the season. Load management already? Like, this is why people are fed up with the regular season when it comes to the NBA. Because of nonsense like this. It just feels like the regular season at times just does not matter to the players. So it's not that I dislike the NBA. I just feel like I dislike the current state of the NBA in the regular season. Especially some of these games in, like, October. Well, like, it feels like nobody cares.
Load manager from what? From what?
I don't know.
That's weird. That's so strange. Okay, fine. And then LeBron's not playing tonight. He has sciatica. So we'll see how that goes down. Oh, that's another good one. Double D is dropping these former NBA slogans in the chat. NBA action is fantastic. That was the one they used to always say. NBA, it's legendary. It's a bad MGM one. Chelsea, let me ask you this. What are you going to bet on tonight before we get to our takes? Because we don't have any baseball tonight.
I got to bet on the NBA.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not thrilled about it.
So you got to do something. You got to look at it, whether you like it or not, unless you want to come over to the old hockey side.
I'm about to say, you got hockey to bet
on. Yeah.
The old stick and puck.
I lose respect for people who bet on sports where they don't even know most of the rules. And I understand Brian Callahan was the head coach of an NFL football team and didn't even know the rules. But I am not one of those people who are going to come on here and, like, with this false bravado, be like, oh, yeah, I'm a big Avs fan. I got this T-shirt from Lucky Bundle. And now I'm a connoisseur in the game of hockey, even though I've only watched probably, like, a dozen hockey games. So, like, we're honest on this show. Mm-hmm. And listen, when people's money is in the question, I am always going to be honest. And I'm just not a hockey person. I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I just don't have the depth of knowledge that I do in some of these other sports.
No, that's totally fair. I get that. All right. I can't wait to hear this basketball play coming up later on the show. Until then, let's find out what everyone is thinking today.
It's time for Take Tuesday. Are these takes hot?
So hot.
So hot.
Or not?
You can't handle the truth.
So this is what we do. We bring in Double D. Bring in D-Day. And they give us a take and we decide, maybe. Or maybe not. And you never know with David. I mean, sometimes I'm like, this a real one? Are you on drugs? Double D. Good morning, buddy.
Morning. Always. That's the answer. Always.
Okay.
I'm going to head to college football first. My first take for this Tuesday is Vanderbilt can run the table in the SEC and be a threat in the college football playoffs. To make the college football playoffs right now, Vanderbilt is plus 225.
Mm. I'll tell you one thing. You've been talking a lot of Vanderbilt since the beginning of the year. And you know what? I kind of think you're right. I don't know if they'd be a threat, maybe early in the college football playoffs. But if you look at the rest of their schedule, it's Missouri. They could beat Missouri. It's Texas. They're going to beat Texas. The Longhorns are just, don't even get me started on Texas right now. That offense, it's like watching paint dry. Tennessee, they can beat Tennessee. Pavia is just a witch back there. I don't know how many plays he made against LSU. It'd be like a fourth down. And he's running figure eights behind the line and finding a way to complete a pass. That was something. Also, did you see, was it their left tackle or left guard? Have you seen this highlight, which is going on? Please look for it. Where he hits one dude with his left arm, knocks him flat, turns, and knocks another dude from LSU flat. Like two dudes in like two turns. Incredible. Vanderbilt is so physical, and that offensive line is so talented. With their schedule, yeah, I agree.
That makes me want to watch like Chuck Norris highlights.
Ooh,
like,
it was impressive.
Yeah. Where he's just like taking on like 10 dudes and just roundhouse kicking them. I feel like this is not even that hot of a take. Like, Vanderbilt's the number 10 team in the country, and you look at the rest of the schedule, like, technically, I don't know if you can, quote, like, run the table if you already lost to Alabama, but, like, I think you can run the table for the rest of the schedule. Like, this is a talented team. Like, College Game Day is going to be at the Vandy-Mizzou game this weekend, and I think it is an outdated thought process to be like, yeah, Vandy, they're not one of the best teams in the SEC. Like, they continue to prove it. So it doesn't make me feel great the way that Diego Pavia played against Alabama in the biggest game of the season thus far, but he did look good against LSU. So I do think this is definitely in the realm of possibility. I think it's a good chance that Vandy can at least make the college football playoff. So I think that means they can be a threat.
Circle it on your calendars. Tennessee, Vanderbilt, end of the year, winner gets into the college football playoff.
It'll be fun.
It'd be crazy.
A big
one. They better be out
for our state, especially here in Nashville. I mean,
you better be out there.
We're gonna you should
you
go
out there. If that happens.
You gotta go.
I don't know. I hate Tennessee fans. I feel like in our state, like Tennessee fans are the Walmart fans, where it's like none of them went there, but they just go to Walmart and get Tennessee gear. But it is crazy to see bandwagon Vandy fans now. Because, listen, you look at people like, did you really go to Vandy? That is a private school and very hard to get into. So it is a wild, you know, split now here in Nashville.
Yeah, I don't go to Walmart. I go to Big Lots. I'm a Vandy fan. Class it up a little bit.
Sam's Club. What's up?
Sam's
Check
Club, yeah.
Membership. All right, my first take comes in the NBA. I know you guys are excited about the NBA season. I'm a massive Kevin Durant fan. I always have been.
Yeah.
He joined the Houston Rockets this offseason. The Rockets will win 55 games this year. BetMGM currently has that win total at 52.5.
Ooh.
Here's the thing, and you can tell me because I am not a basketball expert. You know the one thing that worries me about the Rockets? It's going to sound, I'm worried about them not having Van Vliet. Like, he is so adept at running that offense, and he's one of the, I mean, he's out for the season. He's done. So I'm sure, I mean, Thompson can do that, but he's not quite the playmaker that Van Vliet is. Am I overstating that? At the same time, these guys are just monsters. I love KD, so I'm not going to deny you on that. Yeah, I agree.
I think they can still be a really good team because last year, this was one of the best defensive teams in the league. And they have some young players that I think can get even better. Amen Thompson. If you don't know the Thompson brothers, like, do yourself a favor and look them up because those guys are absolute freaks of nature. And plus, what when you factor in like Alperen Şengün, as somebody who plays NBA player props, like he's usually a staple and somebody who's good in DFS lineups, I think this team can be a real threat. And side note, Jenks, I don't know if you saw this, where Kevin Durant, they're doing it's either a Netflix documentary or it's something. I think it's on Netflix where they like chronicle his like online trolling. This is something I definitely want to watch because I think he's one of the greatest of all time. Trolls of our generation. So yes. Salute to KD.
It's part of the starting five that they run on Netflix, which is effectively like the basketball version of quarterback.
Oh, okay.
They just follow a couple superstars, but Durant is hilarious in it. I haven't watched it. I've just seen the clips, like you said, Chelsea. I saw the bit of him trolling where he's literally just like laying on his back, kicking his feet up, tweeting away at people. It's hilarious.
All right. Who's next? Double D? Want to drop in a little baseball take here?
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to some Major League Baseball. Shohei Ohtani is already Major League Baseball's greatest of all time.
Yeah. I mean, Chelsea, you're the baseball gal, but I don't know what more I need to see from Shohei to believe this.
I think it's hard to call somebody the greatest of all time before their career is over, but like we're definitely on that trajectory, and he's already done things that like we've literally never seen before. And Major League Baseball has been around since the 1800s, like wild stuff where, you know, you talk to baseball people and are like, do they ever shut up about Shohei Ohtani? No, and we shouldn't, because you are watching history unfold in front of your very eyes, not just because he is a great player, but the way that he is doing it on both sides of the ball. Like, somebody was asking, like, Grok, and one of the replies, it was like, Grok, what would be the football example of Ohtani? And it was something to the tune of, like, Patrick Mahomes throwing 5 touchdowns for, like, 350 yards in, like, the AFC Championship game, while also hauling in 3 pick sixes. Can you imagine? Because, like, we have two-way players in football. Like, we have Travis Hunter, but he is not playing the premium position that like starting pitcher would equate to. Like, it would have to be quarterback. So for me, he already is the GOAT. I think Ohtani is certainly a generational player and somebody we probably will not see in our lifetime ever again.
I agree. Also, I don't talk to Grok because Grok's a racist. That's a different conversation. I don't need to talk to Grok to know. And I will say, early on when people were throwing out, and this was early, like this is 3 years ago, people were saying he's better than Babe Ruth. And I was like, no, he's not. No, he's not. Look at the numbers. And guess what? Things change. Things evolve. And we've seen Shohei again and again and again. And yeah, I believe he is. He is as great as anyone who has ever played the game. Even if he stopped now, I believe that. Not only that, he'll add to those numbers, but also you have to take the competition factor into account, which is baseball is highly competitive now, and there's certainly more competition now and more parity now than there was back then if you find someone who is comparable. So when you take that into account as well, I just don't think it's close. And yeah, this is there. He's like the unicorn's unicorn. That's how great he is. We're just never going to see anyone like it. I've never seen anything like him as an athlete, baseball or otherwise. So yeah, he is the GOAT.
Yeah, especially like the level of competition, like you said. Like, think about like Major League Baseball in the 1800s. It was still segregated. It wasn't even like a fair fight,
you know, half
the time. So it's like everything is so specialized. It is remarkable what Ohtani's doing.
Yeah, that's why you have to go back and look at what was happening in the Negro Leagues as well, you know, and sort of take that into account to make sure we get a full picture of the competition at the time. Coming up next here on the show, we've got a World Series to talk about, and it's a teaser Tuesday. All sorts of stuff on the card next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck.
I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.